Blog Talk Radio.
This morning is another day, another precious day. We thank you for tuning in. Thank all of those that's out there that's listening live. Those of you that's catching this in the archive, hey, this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are so happy to be with you today, to be able to share with you and this program, YTB, Your Ticket to the Future. And I want to start off. But I figure I bring my co-host on with a little reading out of a book that I'm going through that I read many years ago, but I'm rereading again, and it's called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. And it's so important, folk that's listening to this that's trying to get involved with this business, and for those of you that's thinking about getting involved with this business, or even if you don't get involved with YTB as an outlet for fulfilling your life, is that you have to have a positive mental attitude in anything that you're going to do. It just doesn't apply to YTB. You know, and the thing that hurts so much is there's so many disillusioned people who just run around with that negative mental attitude. I don't care how good things can be in life, a person with a negative mental attitude is going to find something to be negative about. It just seems to be, you know, their DNA. But, you know, I'm here to tell you today that if you have a positive mental attitude, you will see the world different. And out of success through positive mental attitude, there's a chapter in the book, and the particular chapter is chapter 7. It's called Learn to See. And I want to share something right here out of that chapter. It says, the most common physical weakness of the eye are not two opposite extremes, nearsighted and far-sightedness. These are the major distortions of mental vision, too. Okay, listen to what I'm about to share with you. You know, some people are nearsighted and some people are far-sighted, as far as, you know, actual eye vision. It's like me. I need glasses for seeing things at a distance, things right up on me. Like this book, I can read without glasses, but if I'm on the highway or whatever and riding in a car and I need to see that sign down the road, I need to put glasses on. Well, let's see how that applies to mental vision, nearsightedness and farsightedness. The person who is mentally nearsighted, and again I'm talking about mental nearsighted here right now, is apt to overlook objects impossibly that are distant. He pays attention only to the problems immediately at hand and is blind to the opportunities that could be his by thinking and planning in terms of the future. You are nearsighted if you do not make plans, form objectives, and lay the foundation for the future. Now, with some people, they can only focus on what's in front of them. They can't see beyond what's in front of them. You can't talk to them about what's, you know, beyond what's in front of them. They are mentally nearsighted. Mentally nearsighted. On the other hand, the mentally farsighted person is apt to overlook possibilities that are right before him, does not see opportunities at hand, sees only a dream world of the future, unrelated to the present. He wants to start at the top rather than move up step by step. He does not recognize the only job where you can start at the top is the job of digging a hole. I'll repeat that. On the other hand, the mentally farsighted person is apt to overlook possibilities that are right before him. He does not see opportunities at hand. He sees only the dream world of the future, unrelated to the present. He wants to start at the top rather than move up step by step, and does not recognize the only job where you can start at the top is the job of digging a hole. So we got to make sure that we're not mentally nearsighted and not mentally farsighted, and that we have a balance, that we can see, you know, what our future brings for us, without getting bogged down with the problems that are immediately at hand. Yes, you got to face your problems that are immediately at hand, but you can solve them as you move through bringing your reality into being. They're not going to go away by magic, but if you work step by step, you can make changes. So, folk out there, please make sure you're not mentally nearsighted or not mentally farsighted, that you find balance, and that you also recognize, as Coach Lloyd Toomer talked about, and I'm going to bring my co-host on so we can kick that theme around some this morning before going into some of the nuts and bolts of the business, that every day is a brand new day. Hey, Monty, you there? It's a brand new day.
I'm here, Satawa. It is a brand new day, man. It's a beautiful day outside. And the thing that you were talking about, you know, to get to that point of being, you've got to work at it. It takes work even to get your mental attitude together. It takes work, folks. You have to work on that every day, every day. And, you know, as I sit here and look out the window, it's a beautiful day out there. You know, a couple of days ago, it was cloudy and raining. But as we go, you know, the days change, and every day is a different day, so every day you get a chance to start over. Every day is a new beginning, and that's how we should look at that, Satawi.
Yeah, so with that being in mind, how should people look at their business life with that focus in terms of every day is a new day?
Well, it starts, your business life starts anew every day. Every day, you know, what you experienced yesterday, that's done and gone. What you're going to experience today is before you, and then tomorrow, that will be gone, and it just starts over, man. Every day, you get a new beginning, so every day, if you go out with the right attitude, you're gonna do some fantastic things because it changes. See, every day is a new beginning, so you know, you go out every day with a new attitude, new things and better things will start happening for you.
Yeah, it reminds me, you know, of a story Les Brown once told, and he talked about, you know, the person, they meet a new person, and they dump all of this stuff on them about how bad things have been for them and how they're down about this, that, and the other. And he says, you know, the new person that they just met, you know, they really could care less on one hand, but the other side is they're looking at you and they're saying in their mind, let me hurry up and get away from you if I catch what you got. No one really likes to be around disillusioned, negative people. I mean, I listened to another program yesterday with a good pastor friend of mine, Pastor Ray Higgins, and he was just talking about as he's closing out the second half of this year, is that, you know, he's staying away from negative, disillusioned people because he don't need them to dump that energy on him and bring him down. And it's the same with your business life, folk. You know, as we said, every day is a new day. You don't know who you're going to meet today that might could take and push your business to a whole nother level. But if you carry the baggage or whatever was depressing you about yesterday into the day, then you won't see, as I started off reading, you won't see the opportunities of the day because you're bogged down in the problems of yesterday. So it's so important to, you know, to have that focus. So how does your week look this week getting ready to get started, Monty, as far as you and your business with YTB?
Well, it looks really good, Satawi, and I'll tell you, man, I got to share a story with you. My wife had a situation yesterday. We were at an event downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina yesterday, and this business is about relationship marketing. So we weren't out there pushing stuff on people, hey, you know, I want to sell you this, I want to recruit you this. You know, we weren't doing that. We were just out talking to people. And my wife started, she was talking to a vendor, this lady, she was selling hot dogs. And then there was a guy near the vending area, and she started talking to him. And this guy was big, man. He was like about 6'5", 6'6". And the guy just turned around. He just turned his back on her as she was talking. And she tapped him on his shoulder, and basically she told him that she was a human being. And what he did was very disrespectful. Well, long story short, the guy apologized to her. And see, that could have been a situation that actually just killed her spirit, you know. And I think some time ago she would have run away from a situation like that. But I'm saying that to say this. Every day is a new day, and every day in this business, if you work your business, you will grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And I was very proud of her yesterday because she stood her ground. And, you know, she ended up talking to the guy, and they started talking about business too. But every day is a new day, Satawi. I mean, if you just work at your business, in your business, just by doing that, you're going to become a better and a stronger person, Satawi.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's so important. I mean, you know, it's that, you know, that's what, you know, we want to do, folks, is that basically just having natural conversations with folk and sharing information, and something good is going to come out of it. But if you're all hyped up because you're trying to figure, you know, I want to recruit that person. Well, you know, everybody's not recruitable, but if everybody you can hold a conversation with, you know, and if you can't, then you just, you know, you move on and you thank them for their time. And, you know, as you say, as your wife, let the person know she's a human being, you know what I mean? And human being to human being, you know, I'm just trying to have some dialogue with you, you know. And so, you know, we approach it from that perspective. Who knows where the conversation will lead? Yesterday, my wife and I and my grandson, we went out for a while and took him to the park, was at the playground, and another couple came up, and they had two children with them, and, you know, the children were playing on the swings and stuff, and, you know, they got to talking about school, and lady shared with school, her child goes to, her child happened to be in the first grade, the same as my grandson, and we talked about that, and got to talking about other things, and eventually, as James Pruitt said, if you go with the flow, naturally, what we do will come up. And, you know, so it happened to come up that lady, like, she does scuba diving, and she wants to go scuba diving to St. Thomas Virgin Islands. And, you know, I told her, I let her know that I had some travel certificates for 3 days and two night hotel accommodations that could be used there because, you know, we're involved in the travel industry and, you know, help people save on their vacations. And so we got to talking some more. I didn't have any business cards with me because when they went out the house, we went out basically just to take our grandson out for the day and, you know, and play in the park, play some basketball, some tennis, and some baseball with him. And so, you know, I did end up getting an ink pen out of the car and wrote down our website, and the person gave me their email address. And, you know, we talked about her going to the site and taking a look at the presentation and see if there's something that, you know, might interest her, and that I would email her back, you know, to just remind her to make sure she take a look at that, and that maybe if something interests her, we can talk. And so that, you know, I could possibly help them out with their hotel accommodations for St. Thomas, but they'd have to get there on their own. And so we talked about that, and then we went back into the other things because I didn't try to give a presentation on the spot. I mean, I got a commitment from her to go to the website. Look, she gave me her email address, and I'm so excited because I know, but by the end of the week, by early next week, because I'll be able to put my order in by Thursday, that I'll have my magazines going in the next week. And if I had a magazine yesterday, it ought to have been perfect to be able to give her a magazine. But I still was able to exchange the information, get a commitment to look at the site, and travel just naturally came up in the conversation.
Travel is a natural conversation. Everybody loves doing it. Well, let me say, almost everybody loves doing it. Some people don't like to travel, but they are very few and far between. But travel itself is just, in my opinion, it is one of the ultimate conversations, because the essence of life, the thing that keeps life so interesting and so beautiful, one of the things that enhances that experience is to be able to go into different environments, different somewhere you've never been. It just does so much for the mind just to be somewhere you've never been. So everything that you basically see and do is a new discovery, and that's exciting, Satawa. That's very exciting. And see, you're talking about keeping a marriage alive, keeping a relationship alive, keeping friendships fresh. I mean, if you met a friend in a different city or a different state or a different country or something like that, that changes the whole experience you guys will have together. I mean, because you'll both at the same time be seeing something new, something different. So everything that you see is going to be different and exciting. So travel is so conversational, Satali.
Yes, it is. And as we're counting down towards our national convention coming up in August, folks, you know, those of you that's on the team, you know, you need to make sure you go ahead and get registered for the convention. You know, it's a very important aspect of the business and the company to participate in that process, and, you know, really help, you know, submit you in the business. And yesterday the coach also people, they talked about several different things, and one of the things that that Ron Head and some of the people brought up was there's two ways of looking at this, and right now I'm speaking to those that's already in the business, is that there's people that are enrolled in YTB, and then there's people that YTB is in them. And I say that to say that for those that are listening to this that are already in the business, you have to decide whether you are enrolled in YTB or is YTB in you. And, you know, that's a very, very important distinction. And share some of your insight on what you get out of that statement, Monty.
Well, it goes back to Tower to a business that we were both in together before. And I was, with that business, I was so into that company. I mean, you know, you're ready to fight for that company. And I still love that company. I still love what I learned from that experience. And it was a great company. And it did tremendous things. As a matter of fact, that company changed one of the largest industries in the world. It changed that whole industry. And I truly believe that's what's going on. See, we're in another situation, Satawi, where the same thing is about to happen. We're in a company now that's having such a huge impact on the largest industry in the world, travel. And I foresee the same thing happening with this company in the travel industry that happened with the other company we were in the industry we were in at that time. Changed the whole scope of the industry. I mean, as we know, 80% of people travel, leisure travel, they book their travel on the Internet. Well, the Internet has not touched. Look, there are 6 billion people on this earth, 300 million people in the United States. So the market is virtually untouched by the Internet. And so those of us that are positioning ourselves for this phenomenal thing that's going to happen as far as booking travel online, it's just going to be outrageous. But getting back to what you were talking about, the company, see, to really do this thing, the company has got to be inside of you. We're in the company, but to have what you need, the company is going to have to be inside of you, because every day is a new day, but not all days are going to be good. And that's especially true when you're a business person. When you own your own business, you're kind of like on this roller coaster. And you've got to be, when the roller coaster is down in the business, when you're having such not a good time, then you've got to be extra strong. You've got to have the company in you so someone won't come along and snatch your dream from under you. See, there are dream stealers out there. So that's why the company has to be in you, because when those dream stealers come along, see, they're strong. They know what their purpose is, and they're gonna bang at you and bang at you and bang at you, but you've got to be strong enough to not let that kick you out of your business, and especially not let it kick you out of your business mentally. And see, that's why you got to be strong inside. You got to be mentally tough, so when that person or those people come your way, you're mentally strong enough to go, you know, that was nothing, and just keep moving, Satawi.
I hear you, yeah. I mean, it reminds me of a saying that Art Williams used to say, you know, learn how to be excited when you don't want to be excited.
Mm.
You know what I mean, you know, but if every day is a new day, then you do have something to be excited about, because whatever went wrong yesterday, thank God that's over with. It's gone. I don't have to relive it unless I choose to. And so, you know, the whole thing of having the business inside of you, you know, is so important, because the thing is that if you want to succeed at something, you got to eat, sleep, and breathe it, you know. And it's the same, I use an example, you know, the same terms of the business, it's the same with a marriage. If you want your marriage to work, you got to eat, sleep, and breathe it. Because there's going to be, as you said, there's going to be good days, and there's going to be not so good days. And when there's not so good days, that can't be the day that you say, well, today ain't a good day, so I quit. That just, you got to learn how that is part of the cycle of life. And just like it rains some days and the day is out and it's sunny and bright. And so it's so important to don't just be in the company expecting you to be good days all the time. And I'm in the company and, hey, you know, the company ain't got this right. The company ain't got that right. They don't have this. You know, there's people that cry like that, you know, as opposed to looking at the opportunity and understanding. And when you embellish yourself in the company, most of the things that you think are not right, you'll find out it's just something that you didn't take the time to understand.
And that's so important, because the company, our company, YTB, provides us with everything that we need to become successful. And the rest is up to us. Now, is it going to all be good? No, because people, see, we're all different people. People are different all over the world. And some people are just dull and disillusioned, man. I mean, and so you're going to run across a lot of people today like that. And then if you look at what's going on in the economy with the gas and everything, you're talking about grumbling. Most everybody out there is grumbling about the gas, but you've got to see that opportunity in that grumble. See, when what people are talking about, they can't afford the gas prices because, hey, they were barely making it when gas was $3 or when gas was $2.50. And now we're at $4 plus gas, and so that's eating into their money. Now they really have something to grumble about. Well, when you hear that grumble, when you hear the roar of that grumble, you've got to flip that thing, man, and turn it into a positive. You know, oh man, I hate these gas prices. It's just getting so hard. You know, when people are talking like that, you know, why not throw something out like this? Well, you probably need to make some more money then, don't you? I mean, make a joke out of it, and I'm not talking about recruiting and selling. I'm talking about conversation. You probably need to make some more money, don't you? And then they'll say something, and you say, we all do, you know. And as the conversation go, and then somewhere in the conversation is going to be a place where you can kind of talk about what you do and start talking about traveling, because, you know, going from high gas prices to traveling, wow, you're really packing it on now, because if you're talking about not just going back and forth to work, you're talking about going to somewhere out of state. Now you're talking about, now there's the point of, oh, my God, how am I going to be able to do that? I mean, the gas prices. So just learn how to conversate, Satao, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Chinese proverb that talks about, you know, when disaster comes, that's the time for opportunity for change, growth, and development. Because it's out of disaster that change, growth, and development comes. So through these hard economic times, is a time for us not to cry and moan, but again, to see the opportunity to share with people change, growth, and development. What I'm going to do now as we go into the second half of the show is especially for some of those people that might be new, tuning in or catching this in the archive that need a little bit more about our business, I'm going to go to the hotline number and bring up our presentation, and then we'll share some more information with people after they listen to this 15-minute presentation. So hold on, please, while I go to the hotline call.
From New York, you're about to hear two unique and powerful opportunities, that of a referring travel agent or RTA and that of an independent marketing representative or rep. The travel agent opportunity has an initial fee of under $500 and a $49.95 per month fee. There is no fee or travel agency purchase required to be a rep, and you may choose to participate in one or both of these opportunities. I'd like to take this time to introduce our first speaker, Mr. James Pruitt. Listen to this, folks. He is a national level 4 director with our company. And folks, just like many of you, he started part-time and just in the 4 years has achieved millionaire status. He's won a numerous amount of awards. He's won the Mentors Award, the Team Builders Award, the Travelers Award. He's one of the top power team builders in the nation for the past 3 years in a row. He's in the circle of champions handpicked by the CEO himself. And listen to this, folks. He is the proud wearer of the President's Club diamond ring, which indicates that his income was over $1 million in the past 12 months with our company. This gentleman has truly been a mentor to me and my family and to many of you as well. And I swear, folks, this man has so much sincerity and dedication that he just has a goal to help as many people reach their goals and dreams. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my friend and our millionaire mentor, Mr. James Pruitt. Are you there, James?
I'm here, Denise, and thank you so much for that very warm introduction, all that you do helping so many people across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to begin tonight by asking you a few questions. How would you like to have a raise without asking the boss? How would you like to earn more money and have more time off, more time to spend with your family and your friends? How would you like to take a fabulous vacation of your choice and generate an income for doing so? Would you like to save money in your taxes? How would you like to be your own boss? Wake up whenever you feel like it. Have complete control of your schedule. Do what you want, when you want, with who you want. Well, folks, if you said yes to any of these questions, you're on the right call tonight, because what we're going to preview for you tonight, folks, is an internet business that you can have from the comfort of your own home that has absolutely no products you ever have to touch or handle or deliver. Folks, there's no products that you have to buy every month, nothing like that. It's in the fastest-growing industry in the world, folks. That's the industry of travel and vacations. So just think about it, folks. What I'd like to talk to you about tonight is very briefly a little bit about the travel industry, a little bit about our company structure, very specifically about our products, how it works, and how all of that turns into money for you and your family. Think about it right now. Travel industry is the largest industry in the world, folks, and it's going to double in 5 short years because of the baby boomers. You see, a baby boomer retires every 8 seconds for the next 20 years, folks. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's important to think about that there's currently a shift going on in travel and how people book their travel. Just think, no longer do people use the traditional travel agents anymore. What do they do? They're booking their travel online. Well, listen to this, because our product is your very own full-service, worldwide, online travel agency. Just think, if you own Travelocity, what if you owned Expedia, a real, tangible internet booking engine? The only difference is, anytime you or anybody that you know or don't know books travel on your website, this company will pay you 60% of the vendor commission. The vendor commission check will hunt you down, folks. Comes right to your home. And the types of things that can be booked on your website, boy, are things like rental cars and cruises and hotel reservations and airline tickets. But that's not all. There's even like sporting event tickets and concert tickets, theater tickets, theme park tickets, Vegas shows, Broadway shows, book your golf, key times, purchase a car, or even buy your mom flowers. Now, anytime you or anybody that does this on your very own travel website, you earn 60% of their vendor commissions. Let me tell you a little bit about our company, YTB Travel Network, ladies and gentlemen. We are rated number 35 in America and number 11 in leisure travel. Ladies and gentlemen, last year alone, our company booked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of travel. Last year alone, we are publicly traded on the stock market and have been changing people's lives by adding an additional stream of income for helping people get paid to do what they already do. Now, let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. takes to start a traditional business where you live. Whatever you're thinking, I want you to compare that to our one-time setup fee of only $449.95. One time, never again. And we all know that every business has expenses, and so does yours. And with our business, your expenses only come to $49.95. My cable bill is more than that. You can't even have a phone line installed for that, much less your overhead and business expenses. But if you listen close, folks, I'm getting ready to share with you how you can get this incredible website absolutely free. Before I do, let me just ask you a question. What is the most effective form of advertising in the world? Well, we all know that it's word-of-mouth advertising, a friend telling a friend about a great movie, a friend telling a friend about a wonderful restaurant. Well, I'm very, very proud that this company, YTV Tribal Network, and yourtravelbiz.com, folks, has put together a brilliant business model that allows you to earn income while they do the most effective form of advertising in the world. That's relationship marketing, word-of-mouth marketing. So listen carefully. I'm getting ready to share with you our word-of-mouth compensation plan. It's really very simple. The first thing I want to tell you is how to get your travel website for free. It's really very simple. Anytime you have six RTA referrals through your business, has six others that you have referred that become RTAs, now your website becomes free. That $49.95 monthly fee becomes free. That's right, and it's free thereafter, ladies and gentlemen. But that's not all, because listen carefully. Anytime you refer another to the business that becomes an RTA, listen what happens. Now you're going to earn 50% of their income paid by yourtravelbiz.com for the rest of your life. And you earn that 50% match every single week. Let me give you an example. Let's just say that you referred your next-door neighbor to the business. And, well, last week she made $400. Yourtravelbiz.com is going to pay her all of her $400. But for that one-time fee, that one-time conversation, you're going to receive a 50% match of $200. Take it a step further. Let's say that you referred a real go-getter to your business, became an RTA, and last month that go-getter made $20,000 from yourtravelbiz.com. Guess what? They're going to send him all of his $20,000. But for that one-time conversation, that one-time referral, you're going to earn a 50% match of $10,000. Right now where you work, folks, if you help your friend get a job, will your job pay you 50% of that friend's income for the rest of your life? What this company does, and we're looking for good people just like you. Let me take it a step further, folks, because when you simply refer one more RTA to your team, now you're at the top of the compensation plan as a power team leader. What that means is that others begin to refer others to their business. Guess what? You now get paid just like you did. You're able to leverage your time and leverage your efforts through the efforts of others. Listen to this, folks. Every time your power team grows by six RTAs, whether you personally refer them or not, it doesn't matter, our company is going to pay you a $1,000 bonus. You can make that once a month, once a week, once per day, once per hour. There's no limit on how many $1,000 bonuses you can make. Why? Because six RTAs somewhere came into your power team. And once your power team grows, ladies and gentlemen, I said grows, not when you've done it. Once it grows to 100 RTAs, you've earned a minimum of $31,000, folks, because you're going to make a $10,000 bonus every single time that your power team grows by 100 RTAs, whether you refer them or not. I think that's absolutely special, folks. And think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever your total team, whether it's your first team, your power team, or any team, whenever your total team grows to 500 RTAs, but you get to count the efforts of others. You've got a neighbor that has 50 on their team. Someone else has 12 on their team, 100 on theirs. And all together, it equals 500. Now, you become a director with our company. That means you get to share in the company's profits. Do you like sharing company profits? Well, listen carefully, because once you become a director, now you're going to receive a guaranteed profits check every single month, a guaranteed profit circle check every month for a minimum of $2,000, folks. But that's not all, because that's in addition to the entire compensation plan. Plus, you're also going to receive free medical insurance and free hospitalization insurance. We're talking free major medical insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. You heard me right. Free insurance, absolutely free, folks. But it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen, because as your team continues to grow, so do your bonuses. Folks, we're talking about a $50,000 bonus, a $100,000 bonus, $250,000 bonus, and yes, we even have a $1 million bonus, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I've done an awful lot of talking tonight, and what I want to do, I've shared so much information, I want to pause right now and let you hear from some real people across the country who are experiencing exactly what I'm telling you about. The first gentleman I want to bring on, boy, he really hasn't been involved with YPB very long at all. He's only been able to give a part-time effort, but he's generating a full-time income. Let's go all the way up to the Big Apple of New York and bring on Noah Matos. Are you there, Noah?
Yes, I'm here, James.
Noah, if you would, please, just kind of share your YPB experience with those who are listening on the call tonight.
James, thank you very much for having me on the call. I'm really, really excited. I was this is about a year ago and a couple of months. And 3 months into the business, my wife and I, on a very, very part-time basis, we started getting checks in the mail with a comma in it. And we really got excited. We started to continue working the business. We got out of a $30,000 debt. We were able to purchase a Cadillac Escalade Pearl White with all the toys and navigation system. We're helping a lot of people. We were able to receive two $10,000 bonuses in a five-month period. And we just got notice and from YTV that they have our rings, President's Club rings, indicating that we've earned from $100,000 to $500,000 in a 12-month period. And it's very exciting. This is a business that's changed my life, changed my wife's life. She was able to retire from her job 3 months into the business. James, I want to thank you very much. I want to thank the person who introduced me to this business, Athea Smith. We love her. And thank you, James, for being our mentor and helping us along the way. And we're really, really, really excited. Thank
wow.
you, James.
Wow. $100,000 to $500,000 in income in a 12-month period with just a part-time effort. Congratulations, Noah. You're only about 30 days away from director. I want to be the first to congratulate you. I want to go now from New York all the way down to the Lone Star State and bring on a gentleman who's just been a tremendous impact throughout the entire world in this same industry, folks. He's come to YTB with many successes and been able to create that very same success right here. So please help me welcome to the line from Dallas, Texas, none other than National Director, Mr. Craig Sweet. Are you there, Craig?
I am here, James.
Craig, just kind of share, if you would, just your experience from NYTB coming from other company, from another company, and being able to just plug in here and create success. What has been your inside view on YTB?
Well, I tell you what, man, I can sum it up with really one word, and that's integrity. You know, it's so good to be able to be a part of a company that was built on integrity. I am so excited about everything that's happening with YTB. I have lots of experience in the industry, but I've never been involved, James, with any type of company that has offered so much and really gives the average person opportunity for success. And that's really what brought me to the table here with YTB is that this company really understands that the average person, just like Noah's being able to take his business on a part-time level and really create a full-time income. You know, and another thing, James, was it was so many people that that's a part of YTB that has annual incomes actually monthly, getting paid monthly with the annual income. And I just think that, that was just so special, and I wanted to be a part of it, man. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I really thank you, James, for really staying with me and bringing me aboard to YTB. Back to you.
Craig, I speak on behalf of RTA, thousands of them all over the world. Thank you so much for what you do, and we're very proud of you. Just thanks for all you do. It doesn't go unnoticed. Now I want to go from the Lone Star State all the way down to South Florida where it's sunny and warm, bring on my good friend, Mr. Roland Torres. This is a gentleman that already had the entrepreneurial spirit. He was a small business owner, able to come in aboard with YTB, ladies and gentlemen, and good Lord, listen to this, in under 6 months' time, achieved the top level, earning a serious, serious income. Please help me welcome third-level director, the wearer of the Ruby President's Club ring, indicating, listen to this, that his income has been a minimum of $500,000 to just a hair under $1 million in a 12-month period. Please help me welcome, folks, third-level director, Mr. Roland Torres. How are you today, Roland?
James, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the call.
Just kind of share, if you would, Roland, a little bit about your experience and why you think it's so important for people to take action. And how has YTB really benefited you and your family's life?
Well, I tell you what, James, I was always, always time broke. As you know, my wife and I, we owned four traditional businesses. We had an insurance company, printing, income tax, landscaping, out the head football coach, my son's team, involved in full-time ministry. Man, I had a full load on my back in it. But my pastor called me and said, Roland, you got to come see something. James, when my pastor told me about YTB, I kind of assumed it was one of those things. But I finally decided to go look at it to see what he was, you know, talking about. And when I looked at it, I was like, wow, this makes sense because we travel anyway. I mean, why not, you know, earn the commission? So my wife and I joined right away, James, and what actually did it for us was our first trip in 3 weeks. My wife and I took a trip to Orlando, and we stayed at Nickelodeon Suite. It was $300 a night to stay there. We showed them our YTB credential, and as being a VIP of YTB, they reduced it all the way down to $92. So our entire trip cost us $300. That should have cost us $900. We saved $600 just from our credential. We made our money back. Man, I was so excited. I started telling my friends, my business partners, associates, and the more that I told, the more YTB paid me. And in the first 10 months, my wife and I earned a six-figure salary doing this part-time. Man, I tell you what, I told my wife, you know what, let's get rid of some of these businesses. And we sold three of the businesses. All we're doing is taxes right now. But YTB, this $500 one-time fee has outperformed all four of my traditional businesses. Because after the overhead and the time spent, I just didn't have time at all. Now, James, I have time to spend with my boys, which is more valuable to me because I was always giving them an excuse of why I couldn't be there. And now, James, I'm always there. So it just changed my life. I'm extremely excited. But what I'm really happy about is I was able to share with a friend, share with my family. My sister's also in YTB, and she's a national director earning, you know, yearly salaries in a month. So she loves her brother even more. And, James, I love you for sharing this business with me. Thank you once again for having me on the call.
Wow, Roland. What a powerful testimony. And I just really appreciate all that you do. Folks, you heard it tonight from real people just like you who are changing things for their family. So if you want to make 2008 the year of new beginnings and give yourself a raise and have more free time, do you like to travel? Would you like to have fun? How would you like to make money? If that's the case, join us, folks. Please join us and tell the person that invited you to this call that you're ready, ready to get your first check with YTB next week. Join us tomorrow.
All right, folks, you just heard a presentation done by fourth level director James Pruitt, who's a millionaire in the company, but he didn't start off as a millionaire. And he started off the same way as everybody else, and he just went step by step, did what needed to be done, made sure he had his mental vision cleared and checked, and, you know, it's just following the steps. And for those of you out there that, you know, that still might feel a little afraid or scared, we have something, you know, the company does that no other company does. We have a $6,000 guaranteed program that you can get started today. For those of you that are listening out there, I see online we have a few guests on the show today, listening, tuning in for the first time, and I'm going to ask my co-host to share with you, those guests that are tuning in for the first time, our $6,000 guarantee program, so that, you know, it takes all the risks out. Go in and share with people the $6,000 guarantee program, please, Monty.
Okay, folks, have you ever had a job that guaranteed if you worked 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, they will pay you $500 a month? Well, that's what our company's $6,000 guarantee is about. I like to call it the 555 program. And it works like this. You will order from the company some magazines
not company-produced magazines, but a magazine called Success from Home. That's a national magazine entrepreneurs use, business owners check out. So you'll purchase 25 of those magazines a month for 12 months. And each day, you take 5 minutes, you give somebody a magazine, you get some contact information, you know, you share the magazine with them, you know, my company, this, whatever, and you get some contact information, name, telephone number, email address, and you load that into your back office once you get home. Well, you do that every day, 5 days. Let's say you do it on the weekdays, 5 days a week. 5 minutes now, you do this. And if you haven't made any money by the end of the year, the company will write you a $6,000 check. If you made $1,000, they'll write you a $5,000 check. If you've made $5,000, they'll write you a $1,000 check. And, folks, that is the $6,000 guarantee in a nutshell.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we take all of the risks out of getting involved for folks who say, well, you know, what if I don't make any money? Well, if you follow this program, the bottom line is you're going to get paid. So, you know, folks, you know, it's and some people say, well, why are they doing that? They're so confident because travel is the largest industry in the world. If you give out the Success from Home magazine, it's going to generate and stimulate some interest in people. And they're going to do something. They're either going to book travel from you or they're going to sign up to do the business and get involved. Or they're going to share what you do with other people that'll do one of those two things. And so, you know, the thing is that those out there that's listening, that's thinking about, you know, a home-based business opportunity, as you heard this program is called Home-Based Business 101, as you're thinking about a home-based business opportunity, this truly is a business that you can do totally from the comfort of your home. And there are tremendous tax benefits. There's a whole tax structure that's created in the IRS just for home-based businesses, which means everything that you're doing, you know, you're able to write off and that this business becomes a tax shelter for you. And in these hard economic times, I mean, who couldn't use extra money that you're currently losing in taxes? Let me give you a little clue, folks. Those of you out there that have children, your child's 7 years old or older, your child can help you with your business, and you can write the help that they do by helping you as a $5,300 tax write-off per child. So you got two children. You got $10,000 worth of tax write-offs that you got idle, that you're not doing anything with, your two children. You say, well, how can they help you? Very simple. When you go out to places, they can give out magazines for you. They can give out business cards. They can tell their teachers. They can tell their little classmates, you know, hey, my mommy, my daddy, you know, they're in the travel business. And don't you want your parents to take you to Disney World? What child's going to say, no, I don't want my parents to take me to Disney World? But, you know, hey, my mom and daddy can hook your parents up, and they can take you to Disney World. And, you know, I mean, it's just so many creative ways to share this information. But, folks, if you got children, you're sitting on a $5,000 tax write-off right there. Your commuter miles back and forth to your regular job, you can write that off, that money you're spending in gasoline. 50 cents a mile, 50 cents a mile, you can write off. So, you know, we're giving you an opportunity to participate in something that can save you some money right now during these crunch times, these hard times. And, you know, so the thing is, I started the show off, again, about learning how to see. You know, learning to see. Seeing is a learned process. 9/10 of seeing takes place in the brain, not with the eyes. Takes place in the brain. You have to think your way through this thing. Know what you see, and when you see what you see, believe what you see and understand it. But it's deeper than just mere eyesight. We have about 5 minutes left, Monty. What else would you like to share with the people today?
Well, I want to pose something to everybody that's listening out there. Now, we know most of you all have your 40-year
plan A in place, your 40-year plan A in place. It's called a job. We're not asking you to deviate from your 40-year plan, your plan A. We're not asking you to do that. We're just saying to you, hey, don't you think you need a plan B to go along with that? Because a lot of times that plan A can come crashing down on you. You know, jobs lay people off. Different things happen on jobs. But we have a 3 to 5 year plan B with YTV, a 3 to 5 year plan B. And basically what we're saying to you all is, hey, keep doing your 40-year plan A, but take a look at our 3 to 5 year plan B, folks. That's all I want to say, Satawi.
All right. As we begin to wind down and wrap up, you know, for today's show, you know, the thing that's also as important is, again, as I was saying, about learning to see. Don't be nearsighted. Know how to look into the future, as Monty was saying. You know, being able to see into the future is so important. And take a good look. Take a good look around you and recognize what you see. There may be acres of diamonds in your own backyard. Some of you might have heard a story about acres of diamonds. I don't have time to go through the whole story right now. We're winding down on the end of the show. But there was a farmer who had a rich diamond mine on his land. But he didn't know what diamonds looked like in their raw state. And he was so frustrated that he sold his land and searched to go look for diamonds, not knowing that he had acres of diamonds on the land that he already had. He saw these peculiar rocks on his land, but he didn't know what it was because he did not know what a diamond looked like in its raw state. And so he threw those away. He sold the land to somebody else. The other person, because they knew what diamonds looked like in their raw state, found out that this man that sold him the land had one of the largest diamond, acres of diamonds than on the whole continent of Africa. The person that sold the land went off to try to search for diamonds elsewhere, became so frustrated not finding the diamonds that he was looking for that he killed himself. But he had the diamonds all along. The moral to the story, all of us have acres of diamonds in our own life. We just don't know how to see them in their raw state. Now, what are our acres of diamonds? There are people that we know every day that travel. There's people we know every day that's looking to save money. There's people we know every day that can benefit from what we have to offer. We just have to find the right approach in sharing the information. It's not about selling. It's about telling. It's about just having a conversation with them. And if you have a conversation with them, they're going to tell you about the last vacation they took or the last one they hadn't been able to take that they like to take, and that becomes your cue. We have 1 minute left, Monty, and I'll let you wrap the call up.
Okay, folks, back to the plan A and the plan B. Now, if you don't have a plan B, shame on you, because if something comes up, the end result is on you. But that plan B, our plan B is a 3 to 5 year plan, a 3 to 5 year plan to get you where you want to be in that 40 years that you're working on right now. So give us a look at, a serious look at, and we'll see you guys at the tip top.
All right. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be on again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, with the Jet Set Morning Call for those that want to tune in. That call is designed to teach you how to make $31,000 a month. No, it's not going to happen overnight, but it can happen for you. Also, we'll be on tomorrow evening with You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. That'll be at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we'll also be on tomorrow night with the Jet Set Business Presentation and Leadership Training Call at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So we're on three times tomorrow, folks. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Catch us tomorrow. God bless you. Love you. And remember, every day is a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Go out and enjoy your day. Peace and blessings.